the ridiculousness of the like, are we picking for the top five? Are we picking fictional demons or real demons? What even? Wait, hold on now. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, June 8th, 2023, and this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted?
Nope.
No.
Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. I hope you guys have been enjoying our surprise.
Hiatus?
Well, I mean, they don't know that because there have been new episodes pumped out. They've just been episodes recorded a week ago. But this is our first new episode in a while. This is the first time we've done After Dark in like 3 weeks, so welcome back. We're short a person, but that's okay. He's having the time of his life. My name is Shannon Young. I am going to be your angelic host tonight. With me, of course, we have the co-owner and co-host and co-op player in Diablo, Jesse Kimble.
I've been playing a lot of Diablo.
We've all been playing a lot. Yeah, we've all been playing a lot of Diablo. Also, who has not been playing a lot of Diablo? Lindsay Wolfgang.
I have just been chasing treasure goblins.
So in a way, she
not
has...
Not in Diablo.
No, all right, we'll get to that in a second. And of course, Shelby Chan.
Hello.
The
also, not playing Diablo.
The famed demon.
Exactly.
Yes. I meant to show you. You can customize out a necromancer to look like a witch doctor.
But it's not a witch doctor.
That's true. Not.
She told the witch doctor something. I don't remember how
he was in love with you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah.
Ting, ting, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Oh, boy, I forgot how much I hated
chipmunks.
That. Was that the chipmunks?
Yes. It might have been something else before it, but most people know it from the chipmunks.
I know
it was
it
definitely
from
something
Rugrats.
Else before it.
I know it from America's Funniest Home Videos. There was a video someone sent in and where they were like, I think it was like their stomach or something, and they were making it move like a mouth, and it was doing the ting tang walla walla bang bang or whatever it's called.
Oh no.
Which sounds like a Chuck Tingle book. Ting tang bang a bang bang. And then there's
walla walla bing bang.
And then there's a picture of a dinosaur, because there's always a picture of a dinosaur on Chuck Tingle's work. Hey, if you want to hear more about the great works of Chuck Tingle, please listen to our last Horse Time from the other day, where we talked a lot about Chuck Tingle. And surprisingly, literally everybody on the show turned around on Chuck Tingle and are now supportive of him. I was very happy about that. A lot of Chuck Tingle love on the last episode, because it turns out he's actually pretty badass. Anywho, yeah, he's, I forget what we were talking about, but he's really like pro trans rights, pro LGBTQ. He bought a website for some congressman. Like, he bought the official, the domain name for the guy's name, but then turned it into like a parody site making fun of Republicans.
Yeah
it's fucking Chuck Tingle, man. He's on it. So
I kind of do like that.
I do too.
Also, the song "Witch Doctor" was released by Ross.
Ting Tang Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Bagdazarian. Bagdazarian. I don't know how you say that last name. I'm very sorry.
Is it Balzarian?
It is not Balzarian. Released in April 1958.
That's a long time
it was
ago.
The 50s.
That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
That guy's
from
probably,
the Chipmunks co-opted it, I'm pretty sure, in the 60s.
It was from the album The Alvin Show.
That's the Chipmunks! Because the original was The Alvin Show.
Yep. Okay, that soundtrack released in 1961.
I
so,
did not
yeah,
know
no,
that.
It did originate on the Chipmunks then.
I didn't know the Chipmunks existed in the 50s, first off.
Their
art style is very simplistic, but it has a little charm to it. I'm still partial to the 80s version of them, obviously, being an 80s child, but I like going back and watching the old ones also.
Was not aware they existed back then, so that's news to me. So you're all probably wondering, what the fuck are y'all talking about? No. You're probably wondering, where you guys been for the past week and a half? Well, Diablo came out. And unfortunately, it sucked the soul out of at least four cast members. So, Me, Jesse, and Kaz are all down for the count with Diablo. Hunter would be if Hunter was not in Washington on vacay with his lovely wife.
Experiencing the haze over there.
It's very hazy over there. There's a lot of things going on up there in Canada. What's going on in Canada, Jesse?
It's burning. It's on fire.
Is it legitimately? Yeah. Is that why I keep getting like posts from my people back in Pennsylvania saying blame Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wildfires in Canada are causing massive amounts of hazing in like northeastern U.S. specifically.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, New York City looks like a straight hellscape, and it's gotten all the way down to like Washington, D.C.
We haven't seen this much hazing since a college lacrosse team. It's bad. Jesse did a silent laugh first. Shelby shook her head. She's still shaking her head. She only laughed when I called her out for shaking her head, for the record. So tonight on the show, we got some things to talk about really quick that we got on all new top five. Lindsay, what's the top five that you came up with like 5 minutes ago?
Five favorite demons.
Boy, this one. Thank God Pat Robertson's dead. He would not have appreciated this episode. But hey.
That also makes this a great time to do something about favorite demons.
Great.
Because you know Pat Robertson is shaking hands with him right now.
Great time to be alive. Pat Robertson is dead at 93. I want to quote Ace's quote that he quoted from someone else, but it's a good one. He said that, "I've never wished a man dead, but I have read some obituaries with great pleasure." Yep. Yeah. Oh, wait, shit. I don't have to say it. Give me a second.
Baby.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
You came and muted me. You're getting picked up.
So, we'll just, you know what? I'll say, I'm going to name him the motherfucker of the week. Pat Robertson. what is it?
You can't make a dead man the motherfucker of the week.
Look, they give dead people Oscars all the time. He deserves it. Pat.
he's earned it posthumously.
Pat Robertson, if you don't know who Pat Robertson is, he is a big political / religious figure, creator of the Christian Broadcast Network, the CBN, host of the 700 Club, and a terrible, terrible man who used religion as a weapon. You always talk about the Republicans are always saying, oh, you know, the Democrats, they've weaponized the FBI, they've weaponized this, they weaponized that. This guy literally weaponized religion against, you know, the liberal side of life, and he was an awful, awful person. He was not probably not quite as bad as Fred Phelps, but then again, Fred Phelps stuck to his own inbred fucks, whereas this guy was the leader of one of the biggest religious organizations in the world. So he died today at 93, which, again, I don't celebrate. I am sad about his death. I won't lie. I'm sad that he lived to 93. God should have cut him down a long time ago.
And he is credited with...
Bye, Shelby.
No, Shelby's got to go. He is credited with basically like making the Republican Party the party of Christians.
The Evangelical Party, which is really funny considering that their top guy, the guy that they will literally go to hell for, the guy that they have put on a pedestal higher than Jesus Christ, is one of the biggest liars and manipulators and sex addicts and just awful people that they have just embraced with their big golden angelic arms.
And I love that. Did you hear about what he posted on Truth Social today?
Well, hold on. Is it about Pat Robertson?
No.
Oh, give me one second.
Donald Trump.
Let me finish one little thing with Pat Robertson, and then we'll go to that, okay? Put a pin in that really quick.
Yeah, you got pins in it.
Tell a personal story real quick. So I grew up and didn't have – I grew up. That's the story. Growing up, I didn't have, like, a lot of TV channels. So whenever we finally got satellite and all that stuff, I would watch a lot of stuff. And I actually remember coming across CBN many, many times. And most importantly, I remember Pat Robertson – and I remember the 700 Club. That's what most people know Pat Robertson from, was the 700 Club.
700 Club was on basic cable.
Was it really?
Well, on like Sundays, yeah. That's usually when I turned off the TV and went outside.
Yep, same. Because it was on like one of the channels that I watched.
Well, maybe that's where I saw it.
I don't remember if it was KBSI or like Fox, basically.
I think it was Fox. Now that you're saying it, I'm pretty sure it was Fox. It's starting to come back to me now.
May have been on that or WB, but yeah, I remember like Sunday mornings. Eventually the cartoons would stop and shows that I like to watch
and
stop.
Then and then the 700 Club would come on.
Well, I mean, hell.
And it's like, okay.
That reminds
and that's
me.
When I would either go outside or I'd go back to my room and turn on Casey Kasem's Top 40 and record music off my tape player.
That also, as a side tangent, just reminds me of when I used to watch KFES 12 and I'd watch the news and I think I'd watch all that stuff. And then once like midnight rolled around, it was the 7-hour MASH block. And
I laugh every time I see the memes that they're like, MASH comes on, it's time to turn off the TV. I'm like, okay, so you're turning it off at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 8, and 11.
It's true. There was a lot of MASH. And I would watch MASH a million times over the fucking 700 Club. But anyway, back to the Pat Robertson thing. So growing up, I remember watching the show before, and I always hated it. And that's actually what got me into John Oliver, Jesse. You remember his episode on Evangelicals.
Yeah.
Especially the, what is it called? Is it Prophet? Oh, what is it? It's a very specific kind of Christian sect where they base God's love of you on how much money you give them. And
money
I can't
you spend.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's, I thought that was a term that like, I mean, he may not necessarily made up, but certainly not one that, those people relate to.
Oh, they definitely don't call themselves that. Yeah. Because
no, but
then they'd be exposing the scam. But, when I started
yeah, the righteous gemstones, people like that.
When I started in wrestling a couple years ago and Jason Wells asked me if I wanted to start my own group, this is after Dalton and I did our thing, and he's like, you know, hey, you're doing pretty good out there and the crowds really hate you. How would you like to have your own group? And I was like, yeah, man, that's you know, great. That's a dream. And he wanted me to portray, which I did portray to an extent, kind of a cult-like leader. I had grown my beard out really long, had long hair and a ponytail. I had those like Waco glasses that David Koresh wore, and he wanted to call the group the 100 Club. And I don't know if he, and I meant to ask him this, I need to ask him one day, did he mean that as like, because in wrestling there was the Bullet Club, and I called myself Mr. 100, so was he thinking we'll take your name and then put it with the Bullet Club and call it the 100 Club, or
not thinking that the 100 Club was already something?
Well, because I was portraying the 700 character. Club. Yeah, did he base it on the 700 Club instead? Either way, I said no. And we ended up going with House 100 instead. But I may have been this close to portraying a Pat Robertson-like character on wrestling, which would have been bad, and I would have thrown up every day. Like, I don't mind acting, but there are some things I can't act through.
Because it's definitely like you were meant to be a bad guy. The problem would be that around here, they would
be the good guy.
The bad guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Missouri. Anyway, Pat Robertson's dead. Good riddance to bad rubbish. What were you saying about Donald Trump? Pat Robertson, by the way, you motherfucker. There you go. All right.
All right. Yeah, so Trump confirmed that he's going to be indicted in Florida. He has to show up to court. And it's looking like it's a possibility that the law that he created to try to get Hillary and, like, you know, deeper shit back.
Is going
to
bite him
in
the ass?
Yeah, because he basically. Yeah, like we talked about this on the show before, thinking it would be really funny if this ever came back to haunt him, that you know, the law that he passed was basically to make it a heavier punishment for mishandling classified information. Obviously, he now very famously has mishandled a lot of classified information, so he could be facing. He won't be. Importantly, like I'm not delusional enough to think that he's actually going to sit in jail for 5 years. But he could.
Boy, wouldn't that be sweet?
Oh my God, it'd be glorious. It's not going to happen.
Well, if he goes to Florida. So how funny would it be if he's going to Florida for trouble after he's been running his mouth about Ron DeSantis, you know, Meatball Ron, this entire time. And then he goes to Florida and Ron DeSantis is like, oh, hey, motherfucker.
Well, Florida is also just as a state, apparently. Turned harshly on Ron DeSantis.
Well, okay, so DeSantis won his election down there overwhelmingly. Like, he won big. But then, and he was riding high there for a while, you know, even though the country is against it, I guess enough Floridians were pro pro anti-trans, if that makes any sense. And he started making up all these stupid, you know, laws, and he, you know, he went against COVID procedures, and then he started bussing migrants up to, you know, liberal safe states as a fuck you to them. And he was riding high on this shit, and everybody loved Ron DeSantis until he went after Disney. And then when he went after Disney, everybody was like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like,
well, that and the fact that he's basically trying to give them more taxes when Disney takes care of its own.
Well, and Disney is such a huge part of Florida and of the tourism. Like, he's just killing off his own economy down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, like, we talked about it before, like, there's that huge campus with, like, you know, thousands of jobs that Disney was about to build, and then they're like, like, because, like, that's been one of those things, like, I am all for, as a general rule, like, holding corporations accountable and, you know, like, preventing them from, like, you know, becoming so powerful. But at the same time, like, Disney, like, as far as corporations go, like, isn't super evil. Like, they kind of, like,
they're getting
took care
less
of
evil.
Themselves down there. Yeah, like, they took care of themselves down there. They did their own thing. You know, they're very much, like, they'll do what needs to be done for profit, but they're smart about it. They absolutely handle, like, they look for the long term. They don't look and see what, like, you know, what's going to give us increases next quarter. They're like, all right, you know, how are we going to be, like, you know, ahead year over year for the next however many years? And yeah, DeSantis is fighting with them, and he's losing. He's losing horribly.
As he should. He is the only guy in the world, or not in the world, in the Republican race, DeSantis is the only guy that could actually make me support Donald Trump. As sad as that is, because, you know, we said it before. We said this months ago, before anyone was even really talking about DeSantis as a potential Republican nominee for president. We talked about how he was just a more dangerous Donald Trump. He's got the same kind of insane views on
the megalomaniacal.
Yeah, but he's smarter than Trump. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he's a lot smarter than Trump.
He's definitely. Well, I mean, I thought that.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't have quite as big a mouth, because, like, this Disney thing is truly bad. And then, like, a lot of Republicans. So, you know, Republican politicians. People, like, the people that follow the party legitimately believe this, but the politicians talk about, like, how migrants are stealing jobs and, like, how they're a problem in this country, where most of them rely on migrant workers working, you know, basically slave wages.
Right.
Particularly in Florida, are all really pissed off because now they don't have anybody that they can hire for cheap labor in Florida.
Right,
because they've been shipping out the migrants, and they've been passing all these laws to, like, restrict illegal immigrants in the state, and it has, like, it's gone poorly. So even, like, a lot of the major donors and stuff like that are now turning against DeSantis.
Well, have you seen the videos of the farms that are completely empty because no one's working them because of those rules? And farmers are losing so much money. It's bad. So DeSantis, on, you know, just a pissing contest, he wants to own the libs, he wants to own the woke nation, decided to fuck over his entire state, and now he wants to run for president. And what's crazy is, like, normally in polls, like, if you look at, like, Biden versus Trump for the longest time, you know, Biden, Trump, they kind of went back and forth. Biden may have had a few point lead, you know, whatever. Not in the Republican primary. I know it's premature, obviously. We haven't done anything with the primary, but Trump has such a commanding lead over Ron DeSantis. It's like 30%, man. It's
okay, because, like, you were saying Biden a second ago.
Well, yeah, I was talking about Biden back when Biden and Trump were running against each other before the election. You know, there was
what you're saying.
There was such a small margin of who would win, but not with Trump and DeSantis. Trump is trouncing him. And it's the only time I've ever been, like, good. Like, I would rather Donald Trump run and lose than Ron DeSantis run and potentially win, and God knows what damage he would do to the country at that point.
Because there are, at this point, a lot of Republicans that don't like Trump either. Like, well, it's basically, yeah. At this point, it is basically like Trump supporters are the only ones voting for Trump now. So many Republican, like people that wouldn't normally vote for Republican, voted for Joe Biden. Like that's why right. he was so fucking dominant in the popular vote, and even took like several states that typically vote blue away from or vote red rather away from Trump.
Yeah, and like if you look at the list, and we're not going to talk about politics forever, I promise. But if you look at the list of Republican nominees right now, at least in 2016, when Trump ran against, you know, the potentials, there was a couple people in there I actually didn't hate too much. I actually liked John Kasich. I thought John Kasich was a good choice, but of course, I was wrong. But looking at the list right now, you got Trump, you got Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and then a whole bunch of people you've never heard of. And none of them are a good choice. Like, the best choice for our country to have any kind of progressive movement, your best choices there are, like, Chris Christie and Nikki Haley. And that is scraping the bottom of the fucking barrel, you know, of people that make sense.
I was about to say, define progression.
Yeah, like, compared to everybody else, you know what I mean?
It's all bad.
It's rough. It's real yeah. rough. And I love the fact that they make fun of Joe Biden's age, because Joe Biden is an older guy. Of course he is. But hey, Donald Trump is 76.
They're the same age.
He ain't a spring chicken, man.
And they talk like I will never get tired of the people. Okay, that's not true. I'm already tired of it. Like the dumb shits that sit there and talk about like sleepy Joe Biden and all this other stuff about like how. Like Biden's not there mentally. He's like, and then they laud Trump as this fucking like stable genius. Like that's the phrase they like to turn around. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you watching this dude? Because like I will be the first to admit, like Joe has some slip ups. Like on microphone, he has a stutter, which doesn't help. And yeah, he's an old dude. But like yeah. you compare him to Trump, like what was it, yesterday is too hard of a word for him. Like if I remember correctly. I don't understand like how they could like be okay with Trump on these interviews and then like trash Biden for not being anywhere near as bad. Also importantly, like I kind of am bummed that like, cause last I looked, we're not doing a primary for the Democratic Party. Like the Democrats are just going with Joe Biden.
Right.
And I, you know, I said this back in 2020. I did not want Biden to run again in 2024.
I might have been a little bit more lenient on Biden because I did vote for Biden and I supported him.
Oh, yeah.
I no longer support him. I don't think I do believe that he did the one thing that I wanted him to do, which was bring stability back to the country, at least on a press release platform. You know, like you never yeah. you didn't have all the crazy shit that Donald Trump did, but at the same time, Biden has not really done much in terms of a president. I mean, sure, he's done things, all presidents do things, but it's not quite the shot in the arm I thought it was going to be. And then
honestly,
and that brings me to my next point, which go ahead, then I want to switch over to the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay, yeah, because like that's what we talked about, like when we talked about Biden a long time ago. Like what I wanted was a boring 4 years.
Yes.
I wanted a president yeah. that was going to come in and like it was like I knew nothing was going to get accomplished. I was right. fine with that. Like I wanted sanity. I wanted like normalcy. If he got a couple of things done, great. And importantly, he's gotten more than what I thought he was going to get done. Like sure. he has actually helped out a whole lot of people, like the securing Social Security benefits and lowering the price of like insulin and stuff like that for seniors. Like he's done a lot of good stuff. Hopefully the student loan thing ends up working out and he'll have that done too. But yeah, like he's done more than I wanted him to do. And I'm happy with Biden's presidency. I don't want 4 more years of Biden though.
I am happy with Biden's pregnancy. I am happy with Biden's presidency.
We can't English today.
I'm happy with Biden's presidency because it meant Donald Trump wasn't president, but now I'm ready for a good president. So let's see. Let's see
I'm
what
ready
happens.
Ready for some shit to get done.
I said.
Well, we also need to take the or take the House back.
I know.
And take the Senate in order to get anything done. And well, in a larger.
Okay. Well, first off, no, because we had the Senate and the House
and
before,
still nothing
and didn't get
done.
Shit done.
We didn't have enough to beat the filibuster.
Well, no, we did. The problem was
we did
is
not.
That, well, the problem was is that two of the Democrats were basically Republicans.
That was also a problem.
Yeah.
But even with those two, because there were times like they weren't always, you know, voting against Democrat interests, but they when they did, it was important.
It effed.
Regardless, even with those two going Democrat, we still didn't have enough to beat the filibuster.
Which they could have gotten rid of the filibuster, and they chose not to.
That is absolutely true. The Democrats could have gotten rid of the filibuster. However, Democrats also used the filibuster while Republicans had total control,
yeah.
And to great effect. Like, it's one of those, like, if you get rid of the filibuster, like, no party is going to do it because both parties use it.
Use it.
So, I said a second ago that I was supporting of a Biden, you know, and the whatever. Well, one of the things Biden did that, and I, on a level, I understand why he did it, but on a deeper level, I hate that he did, is when Biden went over to Saudi Arabia and fist bumped the crown prince to help lower gas prices in the United States. This after condemning the man for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And that is a sad, sad thing. At least Donald Trump is open in his love for, you know, tyrannical leaders.
Yeah, you know, Putin is a great man, great
Xiaoping.
Leader. Xiaoping.
Yeah.
Brilliant leader.
Great leaders.
Yeah. No, Kim Jong-un, great.
Oh, great,
great
man.
Leader.
Great man. Beautiful man.
Great
wrote
man.
Him a beautiful letter. Beautiful, wrote
yeah.
him a beautiful letter.
Beautiful.
But Biden yeah. definitely went over there and fist bumped him. And that brings me to the other thing I wanted to talk about really quick before we get to the top five. I said it last night when we were talking about it in the Discord while we were playing Diablo. But the fact that, you know, this whole thing with the PGA Tour, I just want to mention that real quick, that the PGA Tour, it basically, for those of you that don't know, so there's the PGA Tour, which is the biggest golf, you know, tour in the United States. I mean, if you've ever looked at golf.
It's the pro circuit.
It's the pro circuit. It's PGA Tour. Well, Saudi Arabia has their own that they created called LIV Golf, L-I-V. And they went hard for a lot of the golfers that were on the pro circuit with the PGA Tour. And some went over there. I think Phil Mickelson went over there. A couple people took some huge money contracts to go over there. They were shamed by the PGA Tour and its president, I don't know his name, these guys that went on TV and literally said things like, have you ever had to apologize for playing for the PGA Tour? You know, because you're going to have to do that for playing for Saudi Arabia. Brought in 9/11, talked about the families of 9/11 and how he knows people that died there. And now, you know, these golfers are going over to play with these people that helped facilitate 9/11. They went hard on this LIV Golf thing, right? Or live, I don't even know how to pronounce it. LIV Live, I don't know. They went hard on them, and people like Tiger Woods turned down huge, huge checks to not go over there because he wanted to stand up for, you know, his, I'd say his moral compass. More than likely, it was probably a PR thing. He just didn't want it to look bad. Tiger
yeah,
Woods has more than
Tiger
enough
Woods
money.
Already. He also has more than a PR trouble.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
He's good.
So here you had this situation, and all of a sudden, 2 days ago, wouldn't you know it? The PGA Tour has formed a partnership with this Saudi Arabian organization to where now Saudi Arabia is actually in charge of the PGA Tour. They have one of their guys at the top of the PGA Tour over everybody else. And everyone now is eating crow because here you shamed your golfers who you are now welcoming back with open arms. All that shit about 9/11 is out the window. All that shit about apologizing is out the window because they made huge banks of cash. And for the golfers that didn't go to this other organization, they got the middle finger and shafted because they stood up for their moral compass, whether it was actually a moral compass or if it was a PR thing or whatnot. Now they're playing for Saudi Arabia anyway. So
yeah.
Everyone got fucked on this except for the people at the top who made the deal. What a disgusting, disgusting thing. And if oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say everybody has their price.
That's what the $1 million
like,
man says.
Yeah, like so.
Money,
Saudi Arabia is just yeah. He's just they finally threw enough money at PGA that they're like.
And Jesse,
all right.
I don't know if you know this, but they have a lot of money. Like a
they
lot.
They have so much money.
like, you would be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised. I know Jesse, but our listeners might not know that Saudi Arabia not only now owns the PGA Tour, not only do they have a billion-dollar partnership with WWE, who sends their guys over there a couple times a year to wrestle, but they own their entertainment department. I forget what it's called, but they own so many things you might not know of. Everyone knows I'm a huge video game fan. I'm a huge King of Fighters fan. We've talked about this before. Saudi Arabia owns SNK. They own so much of the stock. They own the company. They also own stock in Nintendo, in Blizzard. They own percentages of almost everything that you love. So now, I mean, how long before we all work for Saudi Arabia? Thanks, Crown Prince. Please don't kill me for speaking out against you.
Everybody moves away from gasoline and saw it. Like, that is the one downside of, like, they have all of their eggs in a very, very, very lucrative basket.
The best basket. Someone say it was the best basket, Jesse.
It's a really good basket to have all your eggs in if you're going to have them all in there. But, you know, one day, like, they're going to run out.
If you're asking yourself, Shannon, why do you keep bringing up this Khashoggi guy? Who the fuck is Khashoggi? Well, the quick of it is Khashoggi was a journalist. He was from Saudi Arabia, and he spoke out against the Crown Prince. He spoke out against the country. He was he's a journalist. That's what you do. You present facts, right? I went to school for journalism. I went to college for journalism. So this is near and dear to my heart. Well, he got called to the Saudi Arabia embassy to some kind of paperwork because he was getting married, and he had to go there to get something, and he never left. He just disappeared. No one knows what happened to him. Well, then it comes to they had footage that they got of them basically grabbing him. They murdered him. They murdered him in the embassy. I think they dismembered him. They got rid of the body or whatnot. And then it came out later that not only did all this happen, but that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is the one that ordered it. And this happened, and everyone went up in arms like, oh, that's terrible. I can't believe that. That is the horrible. What a human rights violation. Saudi Arabia, including Joe Biden. Saudi Arabia should be, you know, blacklisted. What a terrible place. Days, months, years before they all signed deals with Saudi Arabia to make money. So,
yeah, like, that's
no love for anybody that sells out the morals like that, including Joe fucking Biden. He does not get a pass.
Joe Biden, in complete fairness to him, he was in a really rough spot. Because it's obviously better for the Saudis if Republicans are in control. So they were upping gas prices. Between the war in Russia, like, fucking with everything, raising gas prices, they were trying to secure, like, cheaper oil. And that was the cost of doing it, was to try to make nice with the Crown Prince.
Well, I think it's proof, though, what Joe Biden did is proof that even though it's better for Republicans to be in office for Saudi Arabia, it doesn't matter who's in office. Because as long as you control the oil, you control everybody. So, fuck us.
Yeah, I mean, because this war in Russia has been extremely profitable for Saudi Arabia.
Because that's what they need, is more money.
Right.
So, how many golden palaces can you have? Sorry.
I also just love, like, you know, like, it's one of the things that I never saw brought up, like, you know, right up to midterms, the cost of gas was real high per barrel, and then, you know, it just sort of kind of started falling down right after the midterms, and nobody wanted to talk about that.
I still don't want to talk about it. I get tired of talking about Saudi Arabia. I get tired of talking about politicians who lie and abuse, and everyone just goes, hey, but at least they're Republican, or hey, at least they're Democrat. Now, fuck that.
It all just keeps popping back up.
Morally bankrupt sons of bitches. Everybody in office. Every single one of them. Anyway, let's talk about something fun. Maybe we'll bring back No Turning Back with Shannon Young. I think it's time he came back, because there's a lot of things I want to bitch about, and I don't want to waste everyone's time. Everyone wants to have a good time. It's Thursday. It's after dark. We want to laugh. But before we do, let me preview next week's episode of an all-new I Want to Believe. They don't even know we're recording it. I'm saying it now, because I don't know if you saw this, Jesse and Shelby. I think I told Lindsay. But there's a whistleblower who has said that the United States has both partially intact and completely intact crafts of non-human origin that has even been hidden from Congress, that Congress doesn't even know about. And this isn't some, like, wacko. if you look into it, I forget the guy's name, but this dude is legit. He served the United States in the military and in these kind of this realm for a very long time. So it's not just some random dude off the street.
In the Air Force, I think.
Yeah, this is a guy that knows what he's talking about. And he says that we have these crafts. They're non-human. He's basically saying we have extraterrestrial crafts. And I don't, you guys didn't see it, but I posted this in the I Want to Believe chat today. There was a story out of Vegas just a couple days ago, a 911 call where this family called and said there was some craft outside of their home with two beings out of it, 8 feet tall, big eyes, and they were terrified. He said, this is not a prank. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually happening. So cops went to respond to it. And while cops have responded to it, you can literally see a UFO taking off in the background. I'm not fucking kidding. This is a real...
There's also dash cam footage of a cop, like, right before that 911 call goes out of the UFO crash landing.
Yes. So, wow. And Hunter's reply, and Hunter is a skeptic like me. Like, I know I talk about this like I'm a believer. The show's called I Want to Believe for a Reason.
We doing this Monday?
Probably. Hunter's reply was, shit's getting real. And I agree with him. I'm curious to see where this all goes. I'm a little worried, but I'm also fucking thrilled. The fucking 15, 14-year-old Shannon Young, if you had told him that one day we would be talking about extraterrestrials and UFOs like it was a legit thing, like actual demons and not mythological demons, I'd be going crazy saying, yes, this is why I stayed alive. This is why I haven't killed myself yet. And once I find out the truth, then I'll kill myself. All right.
Because I'm not going to be on the show or anything, so I do want to just talk about just for a half a second. Like, I really want, like, the age of, like, deepfake CGI, like, how easy that is to do on everything makes it, like, even harder for me to trust, like, that kind of video evidence.
Well, except you forget the fact this is police dash cam footage. They legally cannot alter this. This is not something that they can fuck with. That is a crime. That's just like there was a dispensary out in Colorado a couple years ago, before it was legal everywhere else, but it was legal in Colorado. And this dispensary posted video of what they thought was a ghost because you see something floating off a rack and falling. And everybody was like, oh, that's fake. Except you can't legally fake those things because it's a dispensary and it's federally regulated. So if they did fake it, which they could have, it's a federal crime.
So that the important distinction there is that they can't fake it, but somebody else can get that footage and then fake it.
Well, with the cop footage, though, that's one of those things that the cops could say, this isn't real. This is not us.
Yeah, it has to be posted by, like, the police department for me to buy it.
Which they did. This was the police department that released the footage, for the record.
All right, well, you're going to have to send me a link to that. Because
I do. I want you to see it. Like, no, don't get me wrong. I watched the video of the UFO crashing. It could have been a shooting star. Let's be honest. It could be any number of things. It really could be. That's why it's called I Want to Believe. But the story itself is fascinating. And I'll send you that link to it. But for now, you're going to have to wait till next week for I Want to Believe. I'm very excited. I love talking about aliens and UFOs. I just want them to take me away, honestly. I don't care for this planet much anymore. All right, Lindsay, once more again, what's that top five?
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
And I know she's not here. That's why I'm calling her out. And we're going to wait for her.
Aww.
And we're going to wait for her.
We found a little video of a spider.
Jesse, while we're waiting for her, really quick, give your Diablo 4 review in 30 seconds. Go.
You should play it. It's very, very fun.
You picked a poor moment to wait for me, but yes, we are discussing our top five favorite demons.
And this episode of After Dark Demon Heavy is sponsored by Diablo 4. Get it now on your favorite systems. Sanctuary
needs you. And hopefully you won't have to wait a week to play it.
Guess I'll see you guys next week. All right, top five favorite demons. It's just us four. Tanner hasn't jumped in yet. I was hoping we started early enough he wouldn't jump in at the last, and then we'd have to extend the time for his picks. Let's get it going. Jesse Kimball, tell us about your demons.
You know what? I'm just going to come out swinging for the fences here. I'm going to go with the modern fictional demon Diablo of Diablo.
One of the prime evils?
One of the prime evils. The Lord of Terror.
Yes. Who was...
Diablo himself.
Who is not
Big
in Diablo 4.
Big old baddie is terrifying.
They should have called
him. I mean, like, there's statues and stuff of him.
But they mentioned him in the quest I was on. They were talking about the primevals. And I was like, they said Diablo. I was like, oh, I know him.
In fairness, like, we have killed him for the last three games.
So many times.
Maybe it's time for him to take a break.
Wasn't he a playable character in your Heroes of the Storm?
He was. Yeah. I have a little statue of him over here for you.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you have a figure.
And he had a Godzilla skin.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And you better believe Shannon bought that skin.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Shame I couldn't play as him because I always played as a healer for Jesse.
I mean, in fairness, like, as much as you wanted to like Diablo's gameplay, you could never get behind it.
He was okay, but I really did like playing support because Jesse and I were a fucking whirlwind combo. He'd go in and smash things, and I'd keep him alive.
Or whenever we would both go specialist.
That one time, and I know this isn't the show for it, but that one time you picked, I think you were Sylvanas.
Sylvanas.
And I was Tank Girl, and we just wrecked the bottom lane.
So they let us hang out alone in the bottom lane. Like, they once or twice, like, somebody came down, got immediately annihilated, and we just pushed all way up.
That's one of my
favorite
memories.
That was so satisfying. Yeah, it's one of my favorite video game memories.
All right, so Jesse's going with Diablo, the Lord of Terror. Shelby, what about you? Who's Shelby's favorite demon?
Of my favorite demons, this is my least favorite, only because it's one that I had to hear as a child. But it is, in the Hebrew Bible, Abaddon, and it's his Greek equivalent is Apollyon. Abaddon is a place of destruction. It's usually in reference to the bottomless pit, and it usually comes alongside the resting place of demons. His equivalent is Apollyon, which is the angel of the abyss, which is also a demon.
I always thought that was pronounced Abaddon.
Say Abaddon.
The only reason, the only time I've ever heard
he's
that name, there's a
he's
wrestler.
A
there's a wrestler. Her name is, I think her name is Abaddon, or I don't know how to pronounce it, but she has the same name. That's the only time I've ever heard that name until you just said it. So, okay. Why did you hear about that so much as a kid?
So, my parents had a weird way of making kids mind in the family, and it was basically through terror. So you would hear of all the dark places from the Bible that you would go if you didn't eat your fucking peas.
Damn, that's harsh for peas. You better eat your peas, like, or Abaddon's gonna get you.
Mine was just behave or we're gonna make you go to Sunday school.
Yeah, no, Sunday school was mandatory. They cast your soul out if you didn't obey.
God damn.
All right, well, that's pretty wicked. I'll go next. Mine are not real, except for one. One is real. My first pick is Legion from Castlevania. So, you know why they call them Legion? For they are many.
We are Legion.
Yeah. So, it's. I think it also went by, like, Grand Falloon was the other name. But it's basically a giant ball of human bodies all wrapped into each other. And as you killed it, you whipped it, bodies would just fall off. Revealing the inner core demon.
That's also based on a biblical demon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it Grand Falloon? Is that what it's called in the Bible? Maybe that's where they
they just called him Legion in the Bible.
It was a very
I don't know.
A very cool boss in Castlevania. It was always one of the most memorable ones for me. I know it was in Symphony of the Night, and it was in one of the Game Boy ones, Game Boy Advance. But it was very, very cool, and it always stuck with me. So,
yeah, it's just my name is Legion. He replied, for we are many, and he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area.
Okay, but for the record, my pick is Legion from Castlevania, not Legion from the Bible. Just want to
also throw not Legion from Mass Effect.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. All right, Lindsay, what's your first demon?
My first demon is my favorite demon from Supernatural, Crowley.
We have a Crowley where I'm from too.
Because
he's also a demon.
I know. That is true. But yeah, what is a worse hell than just bureaucracy and standing in line all day?
Whenever they went to it was the Winchesters plus Crowley plus
Castiel.
That was my favorite lineup right there.
Yeah.
I'm sad Crowley dispersed because he was cool. He was just a well-dressed gentleman.
Same, but I appreciate how they handled it.
How did they? Spoiler alert.
He helped save. Like, he ended up joining their team, and between him and Castiel, they brought back the Winchesters' parents, basically, to help out with stuff.
Only for that show to get canceled.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. But still, Crowley was awesome, and he was hilarious.
I thought it had an actual ending, did it not?
It yeah, they died.
No. I'm talking about the Winchesters show where they did the spinoff prequel story.
Yeah.
It got canceled after season one, unfortunately. So, all right, let's go back to Jesse.
Oh boy!
More demons.
I'm gonna dip back into Diablo and go with the next primeval. Bale.
Jesse, how many of your demons are from Diablo?
Shut up. I do have demons that are not from Diablo, just in case somebody else wanted to take Diablo demons. Bale is the Lord of Destruction. He's one of the other prime evils.
He was the Diablo 2 expansion, wasn't he?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was in Diablo 2, you destroy Mephisto's Soulstone. Then you destroy Diablo's Soulstone. The narrator was the one that was supposed to destroy Bale's Soulstone. And Bale ended up tricking the narrator into giving him his Soulstone. Then he went to Mount Ariadne. It's very good lore. I like Diablo's lore a lot. But yeah, you have to kill Bale at the end of Diablo 2. And that was, you know, I have a lot of fond memories of Diablo 2. I killed Bale many, many, many times. So many times.
Maybe he'll make a comeback in Diablo 4.
It's a distinct possibility that Bale and Diablo both are coming back in Diablo 4. We'll have to see.
Have you beaten it yet?
Not yet. I'm on Act 5.
I'm about halfway through Act 3. I've been trying to catch up to you guys.
Hell yeah.
We'll play more after this, of course. All right, Shelby.
I was about to say, we can get that done tonight.
Shelby.
All right, my second one is one I really do like a lot. It is Marceline the Vampire Queen from Adventure Time. Her real name is Marceline Abadir. She has
awesome.
Yeah, badass axe that is actually an axe.
And a bass guitar.
What?
Yeah. She's a little rocker vampire queen.
And her songs are so good.
Yes.
Is the bass guitar her axe, or am I?
Yes.
Okay. But am I missing the point?
Yeah, you got the point.
I need you to post a picture of her in the group chat.
You'll recognize her just from other media.
I do not consume other media.
There you go, buddy.
That's a lie.
Let's take a look at this real quick.
That's her with the guitar.
Oh, yeah, I do recognize her, actually. Okay. Neat. I didn't know she was a vampire.
Yep, she's even got demon. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Shelby.
Yeah, she's a vampire and a demon. Her dad is the king of demons. And she was coincidentally bit by a vampire, or was she also... I can't remember.
She was definitely bit by a vampire.
I mean, I see the teeth marks on her neck.
Yeah.
You'd think that would have healed at some point. But... I guess if you're a demon vampire, the flesh doesn't recoup, I guess. Shelby, I'm going to take a page out of your book and go with something that is allegedly real or historically real. My next pick for favorite demons is the Jersey Devil. So for those unaware of the Jersey Devil, I mean, it's so popular that Jersey named their hockey team after it. It's a very popular lore. But the story of Miss Leeds, I don't know if she had a husband or not, but she had 12 children, and she was so upset that she got pregnant the 13th time, she said, let the devil take him. And when the baby was born, it had wings, it had horns, it was a literal demon baby, which then attacked the nurses in the room and flew out the window. And people say they have seen the Jersey Devil to this day. This is a cryptid. This is supposedly real, of course, you know, grain of salt, of course. But I was always fascinated by the Jersey Devil. It was always one of my favorite stories when I was looking into, like, the supernatural. So, and they did an X-Files episode on it, which was pretty good. I'm sure they did an episode on Supernatural about the Jersey Devil, or am I crazy?
I would be shocked if they didn't.
Because, I mean, the Supernatural did a show about a racist truck from Cape Girardeau. So, that's a true story. Not that they did it, but that we actually have racist trucks here. That's true.
And it's a quiet seaside town.
You know, that port town of Cape Girardeau?
Yeah, that was probably one of like the worst representations of Cape Girardeau that we've seen in media.
But at least we were there. Bad. All right, Lindsay, what do you got?
We're
blazing through these demons.
Yeah, well, you'll appreciate the next one. It's Lorne from Angel.
Owns
the bar and has people do karaoke so he can figure out what they need to do.
Including one of my favorite scenes from Angel when Lindsay, no pun intended, not this Lindsay, Lindsay sang, what was the name of that song? Because it's on my Spotify. Wow, my voice cracked. Yeah. But he sang this song, and the dude that played Lindsay, Christian Kane, is such a good singer. He's a legitimate singer. And the song, because Lindsay was the bad guy, he was like this wormy little, basically lawyer
man.
Yeah. But then he goes on there and sings this awesome song that everybody, even Angel's people, are like, wow, he's good.
Wow, yeah.
And then Angel gets up to sing, and he's awful.
It's terrible.
He's the worst.
So bad.
Funny enough, Lorne killed Lindsay at the end of the show.
And he was very pissed about it and told Angel, never talk to me again.
Sad endings all around. All right, let's go back to Jesse.
All right, I'll go ahead and knock out. I'll go ahead and knock out the third primeval.
God damn it!
Nobody else is taking him, and I mean, I got to mention the three primevals at least. This is because of Diablo. Damn it! I'm going to go with Mephisto, the Lord of Hatred.
Ooh.
He's the eldest
of the
primevals.
That's the name I actually know, at least.
Yeah, I mean, all of these are based on mythological characters. But, Mephisto is the Lord of Hatred, the eldest of the brothers. He actually does make an appearance in Diablo 4. His daughter is the primary antagonist of the game. And yeah, like I like Mephisto. I love Diablo's lore. It's just very, very good. Good time.
I agreed with you. All right, Shelby, get us away from Diablo.
All right, Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes,
he is the three-eyed demon, super short fire demon, wields the Shadow Dragon. Just a pretty cool dude.
He's a Yu Yu Vegeta.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say something else.
when he is at like his full strength and full power, he completely transforms into a weird, I think he's green demon with eyes all over his body.
Yeah, Jesus. It's real gross.
It's uncalled for. I never watched Yu Yu Hakusho, but I am aware of it.
I never completed it. That's the only thing I was upset about. Again, they got to a tournament arc, and I got bored. So
I like the tournament arc a lot.
Tournament arcs back to back, too.
I love tournament arcs.
I think just in the time that we've lived in this house, I've rewatched it from beginning to end 3 times.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a good series. I've just never finished it.
That's a girl that really loves Yu Yu Hakusho.
She really does. And that's Hiei in his transformed full demon state.
Yep.
What are you looking at?
A lot of eyeballs.
Everything.
Well, Jesse, you're going to like my next pick.
Oh, yeah?
Because it is is also a Lord of Hatred in his own way. It is Illidan Stormrage.
Hell yes.
That's a good one.
He is a demon hunter / demon himself. And I checked. I could not put Arthas on the list, so Illidan it is.
Because Arthas is not a demon.
He was not a demon. No. But he was kind of corrupted by a demon, but I looked through. So there's a lot of demons from Warcraft that I could have gone with. Mal'Ganis, Kul'Thuzad, I think, is a demon.
Yeah, Kul'Thuzad is a demon.
But Illidan's cool as hell. Other than the time he got his ass spanked by Arthas in the Frozen North. but Illidan was very, very cool, and you were not prepared. You were not prepared for Illidan.
Yeah, because I don't think even like the Lich King, the mantle is demonic. Like, I think it's...
It's just the demons that like influenced him to become that. Because I know Mal'Ganis at least is a demon and kind of set him on his path. But but he's not, Lich King's definitely not a demon, or else Arthas would be on there. However, Arthas did kick the shit out of Illidan Stormrage. But other than that one loss.
Arthas kicked the shit out of just about everybody.
Until Wrath of the Lich King, when you went in and beat him.
Yeah, until you and 39 other people that are, you know, world saviors.
Or you overlevel
yourself.
Shannon
and I have
yourself.
Done it on our own because we're overpowered.
Yeah, overlevel him and go into expansion.
Which is great when you already have him dead, but he has to finish going through his speech even though he has no health.
And then you have to wait for Uther. And,
and the whole time, I'm just sitting there hitting him for millions of damage.
Just to see how much damage.
Happening. Yes.
Yeah, because I have definitely soloed the Lich King at this point several times at this point, because there was a reward that he would drop that we were trying to grab for a long time.
Yeah, the only reason I've beaten a lot of the raids in WoW is because I'll overlevel and then go back and do it with just me or me and Lindsay, or me and Jesse and Lindsay, because it's the only way I'll see it, because I don't like doing raids. I'm not going to play with 39 other people.
I've done like the big time raids. I did not have fun doing it.
Right.
And I won't do it again. I love doing the 5-man dungeons.
Yeah.
Do not like raiding.
Same. All right, Lindsay. Next. Number 3.
I was going to go with one. So, like, I've often played a warlock in WoW. And I can't do my Voidwalker because it's not an actual demon. And that makes me sad that it's classified as a void creature. But I am going to go with the Infernal. The big old
the giant one.
Rock monsters that just glow green. And they're awesome.
Yeah, they're super cool.
Wasn't that the thing Kaz unleashed on Goldshire?
Uh-huh. Yes,
so we were playing WoW once, and me and Kaz were both on Horde, and Lindsay was playing her Alliance character, and me and Kaz went to Goldshire, and Kaz just unleashed an Infernal, or whatever it is, on the town, and Lindsay was translating us for them. Because
Jan and I were sitting right next to each other, so I was just speaking, and they're like, how do you know? And I'm just like, I'm that good.
She's the Horde Whisperer. Anyway, yes, that's a good one. Let's go back to the top, Jesse, number 4.
Alright, I have more Diablo demons, but I'm gonna move away from it. Next one we're gonna go with is Ghost Rider.
I didn't know he was a demon.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that one, but you are correct.
Oh yeah, he made a deal. Hell's Vengeance. Yeah, he made a deal with was it Mephisto?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
like I think that's the source of Ghost Rider. But I mean, like he's the spirit of vengeance. Like he's from hell.
Yes.
Which
Ghost Rider? Like, though?
Johnny Blaze is awesome. Bless you. But I also love.
Reyes.
Robbie Reyes. Like, I love him. I love his car. I love his look. But, yeah, Johnny Blaze is a classic.
What about Old West Rider?
He was the best part of that movie.
Yes.
For the 5 seconds he was in it.
Yeah, I fucking love, like, that was just like, oh, yeah, this scene is so fucking badass. You got him going down a horse next to the motorcycle. This is cool. They're going to have a fight. And he's like, this is as far as I go. God damn it.
It was Sam Elliott, too, so he had that deep, deep voice when he said it.
Oh, glorious. Yeah, Sam Elliott was so fucay great in that role. And then he's just like, well,
can't go any further.
That's all the magic I had left in me.
Dude, you could have just pointed. You could have just pointed and said that way.
We didn't have to have this epic ride that got fans' hopes up for nothing.
That was real bad. Shelby, what do you got?
I have another Yu Hakusho character.
Kurama?
It is! Specifically when he's in his Yoko form, because that is the most badass and most powerful. I wish he could stay in that form the whole time, but no, he's got to be like a little pretty boy.
Well, yeah, that's how you draw in the Shelbys of the world, is you get them with the pretty boy, and then you hit them with the demon.
Yeah, but Shelby and Mandy both don't like the pretty boy version.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. I apologize.
I'm fine with the pretty boy version. But I also watch more shoujo than shonen, so.
Yeah, because, like, the Shelby and Mandy both like Hiei a whole lot. Though they also both like Vegeta a whole lot, so I think it's a trope thing.
Well, I don't know who that character is, so.
I think it's like their aggression, yet at the same time they're not mean.
They're just grouchy.
Yeah, we like the grouchy.
Shannon, you would actually probably like Kurama a lot.
Yeah, you'd like. He
holds a rose. It turns
he has like
a
rose
whip
thing. Yep.
Well, like, he's very much your style.
I'm speaking my language. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
There's Kurama. And
he gets white hair in his other form, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I know that. Yes. No, that's Inuyasha.
No, you want to see
silver
Inuyasha.
Hair and golden eyes just like Inuyasha.
Well, if you want to see another goddamn Inuyasha.
Yeah.
That's his
other form.
With his death plants around.
You're a goddamn Inuyasha.
But he's a fox.
Who, Inuyasha?
Literally.
No, Kurama.
Because Kurama is the name of the, or I guess one of the names of like the Japanese fox demon.
The nine-tailed fox.
Yeah.
So I forgot where I was at. Let me see. You'll like mine.
And Inari is the god.
Oh, my next demon is John Milton. All right.
John Milton.
Moving on.
Elaborate.
Yes, elaborate.
John Milton is the devil. If you've ever seen the movie Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino, he's John Milton. Have you guys ever seen Devil's Advocate?
Okay. I have not.
Oh, so basically the short story is, so Keanu Reeves plays a small town lawyer who's really, really good. And he gets an offer to join a firm in the big city from John Milton. His mom warns him, like, you know, stay away from him. He's dangerous. But Keanu Reeves goes with his wife, Charlize Theron, and basically gets everything he wants. And as the story progresses, it gets weirder and weirder and darker until you find out in the end that John Milton is the devil. And he handpicked Keanu Reeves to basically impregnate this woman he handpicked to bring about the Antichrist, to bring about the end of the world. It's a fucking fantastic movie. I can't believe you guys have never seen Devil's Advocate. And it's Al Pacino.
Just never watched it.
Yeah.
Gino, Charlize Theron,
Keanu Reeves, like... Jeffrey Jones. I mean, it's a huge cast, great cast. But it's Al Pacino being Al Pacino. So it's Al Pacino as the devil. And you can imagine how much fun that is.
Yeah, no, I do want to see this film.
Yes.
It's really good.
As you should. All right, Lindsay, number four.
Number four for me is Sebastian Michaelis. He is one hell of a butler. From Black Butler.
Oh, okay.
And it's purely just because I love listening to J. Michael Tatum talk. Like, that is the only reason I watched as much Black Butler as I did, is just to listen to this character.
J. Michael Tatum is pretty great. He's one of my favorite voice actors.
Yes.
I don't know the voice actor or the show. I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. It's also the whole reason that Jesse got me to watch Steins Gate, which in its own right is fabulous. But again, I get to listen to that voice actor because he is another primary character. So.
Yeah, he is the lead character, and he like, I the dub is really, really good in Steins Gate, but like it's just taken to that next level by Tatum, because it's like he just knocks it out of the park. It's wonderful.
And so. He does that with Black Butler as well. Like, so. Sebastian is basically a demon that has made a deal with the child whose parents were killed, and he has to serve him until their contract is filled out. So he does what a butler does.
So you heard it here first, Lindsay. Big fan of Channing Tatum. Let's go back to Jesse Kimball.
Oh, you say that like we all aren't. All right, I'm going to finish off with Ileana Rasputin. Magic. Yeah, the queen of demons.
Do you believe in magic? That's Colossus's sister.
It is Colossus's sister.
I still remember that. I had the comic where they went to her funeral. It was a big thing in the X-Men story. And then years later, I didn't follow the comics as much. But years later, I see Magic. I'm like, who's that? They're like, that's Ileana Rasputin. I'm like, wait, Colossus, is she dead? I never knew what happened.
Oh, yeah, they all come back to life. But
Except Professor X, apparently.
No, he's back.
Oh, well, goddammit.
He's been back. He came back at the beginning of the Krakoa stuff. Actually, like with the Krakoa, the power, like the House of Ten power, or no, House of X Powers of Ten thing. Literally, every single mutant is back in one way or the other. Like they can all come back.
Even Morph.
Even Morph. Beak. Like they're.
Beak.
What was skin, that? I think is
yeah.
Back.
What's the one that had the stretchy skin? That you love so much.
Skin.
Was there one called Maggot?
Probably.
Disgusting.
But I don't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, Skin and Beak were the two. Like, like people always talk about like getting the unfortunate mutations and stuff like that. Like, because you know, Skin is Mr. Fantastic, but only his skin.
Only his skin. Yeah.
And he can't like he can't make it taut. And then Beak is just like ain't. I always love. Like the comparisons of like you know Warren Angel, he would talk about like you know I can't go out in public because I've got these wings, and then Beak is over there like you motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm putting Beak in the chat right now. The various looks of Beak.
One thing to really notice about Beak, he ain't got wings.
No, he's just he's just a buzzard, a wingless buzzard.
He can't fly.
He looks like a baby bird.
He's like that monstrous creature from the episode of South Park that's just like, kill me.
Poor little bastard. Look at him.
Oh, poor Beak.
He's so awful. All right, Shelby, please finish it off.
My last one is Aku from Samurai Jack.
Oh, yeah. It's a big bad demon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorites because he's also fucking hilarious. It doesn't matter if his plan screws up. He already rules the world. He's just fucking with Jack. That's all he's doing. And it's just, he's just like, look at this stupid army of these shadow things I made. Doesn't matter. You're just my plaything.
Whenever I have demons, I like them to have fun. You know, I don't like when demons aren't having a good time. So
I don't like the super serious demons.
Yeah, if the demon's having a good time, I'm having a good time. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen Aku?
No. Well, I know I have because I watch Samurai Jack, but... Oh. Well, send me a picture because now I need to know what it looks like. And then I'll get to my pick, which is my pick is the best pick, but I'll let you send me this picture first. So let me see.
While she's doing that, Shannon, I know you, you're a big fan of Madeline Pryor in the X-Men.
I am.
Yeah, she is the current queen of Limbo. Magic gave her the title.
Is Jubilee still a vampire?
You know, I don't know. I don't think so.
Good, because I hated that. That was so silly. Jubilee,
I think with
she blows things up with her hands. Just keep it that way.
Because I think with Krakoa, you know, her getting resurrected, like they could bring her back to like peak form.
Wait, did she die?
Have to be a... at this point, I think they've all died several times.
Wait, so
like they're literally like the X-Men are literally going on like suicide missions and then getting resurrected back in Krakoa.
That's just weird.
I thought the whole thing of her being a vampire to begin with was that she was dying and Blade turned her into a vampire.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read any of those comics. And yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is how that happened.
Shelby.
And it was just to try to make her relevant again since she lost her powers during House of M.
Well, everyone lost their powers and well, most people did. Hey, there's your
most of them did.
There's your best way to bring the X-Men to the universe. Scarlet Witch cast a spell to make everyone forget. The X-Men were there the whole time. Just everyone, you know. It can't be worse than the bullshit. It's fine. It's fine. My next pick is the best demon of all time. You know who that is, Lindsay?
No.
The motherfucking Brood Witch.
Oh, yes. The Brood Witch. With the sun-dried tomatoes.
Ham Harson from Hell's Acres. Yeah. You can't disassemble him, though, just for the record. I just did.
And you can save a quarter.
I love the Brood Witch. We have a little figure of him somewhere.
It must be eaten in its entirety.
Goddamn, that episode always cracks me up. Then they go to he goes to the other realm where the guys are just sitting there talking about their brains in the jars and how his wife doesn't like it. It's so stupid. It's so dumb, but goddamn, it makes me laugh.
And one of the few episodes that I've actually seen.
What's the Brood Witch? How could you say no? Also,
Babish did a Brood Witch episode.
I did see that. Thankfully, he did not use creatures
that
had maggots for blood. So, good on him. I have three special mentions. I just want to say real quick, Black Phillip from The Witch, or Black Phillip in general. He's a goat. He's crazy. The Cyber Demon from Doom scared the hell out of me when I was a kid, and Goldberg from Santa's Sleigh. Because the storyline of Santa's Sleigh is that Goldberg is a demon that lost like a curling contest and then was forced to be Santa for like 2,000 years, and now it's up and he's killing everybody. Goldberg.
That's hilarious.
The Jewish wrestler playing Santa Claus.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to give a special shout out to another Diablo demon that didn't get brought up.
Yeah.
The Butcher.
Oh, fresh meat.
Just a classic and wonderful, like, I love, like, watching, like, the subreddit and seeing all the people talking about getting their ass beat by the Butcher, because he just, in the newest game, he just shows up out of nowhere. Like, you're hanging out in a dungeon, in a cellar, and suddenly you just hear, fresh meat, and hope that you're in a group of people.
Big shout out to Carbot Animations, who did the best send-up of the experience, your first experience with the Butcher.
Yeah, back in Diablo 1, the first time you open that motherfucker's like little like area of just this blood soaked like demon or like gore and guts everywhere, and you hear this motherfucker just say fresh meat.
Fresh
he's
meat.
Faster than you, he's got this big fucking hatchet, and he's just chasing your ass down.
I love the video, the Carbot Animations, because he hit it right on the head, as you're trying to get away and he hits you, just that oh noise, because you can't get away. He's just cracking you over and over again. All right, Lindsay, last one, and we'll get out of here.
Okay, my final one is Sadao Mao from The Devil is a Part-Timer. He is a former demon king that was exiled to the human realm, and he realizes in order to take over the human realm, you need money. So he works at basically the equivalent of McDonald's and does a really, really damn good job so that he can make money.
I remember seeing the cover for this and thinking, this isn't real.
It is. It's so stupid, but it's hilarious. It was a great watch. That's... And like his whole plan is, I'm going to be the best employee so that I can make more money.
I hate anime. All right, that's it.
And my extra special one is also Calcifer from Howl's Moving Castle. Fire that's voiced by Billy Crystal.
no one mentioned the yellow-eyed demon from Supernatural. That dude, he was well, fuck him, I guess. All right.
I mean, he was a cool demon, but I like Crowley better.
No one also mentioned Ned Flanders from House of War. You are not smarter than me. All right, that's it. We're gonna go play more Diablo. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. Like I said, all new episode of I Want to Believe. Some shit's going down. Maybe not. We'll see what's gonna happen. Hey, by the time we record it, maybe we'll be invaded. Wouldn't that be great? Until then, for myself and for Jesse, for Lindsay and Shelby. Shelby knows what's about to come up. You guys have a good night. We'll see you next week. Shelby, tell Jesse to take us out.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Bye.
Hey, Jim.